and the WZON app. This is Downtown with Rich Kimble.
Hey, welcome in. It's hour two of Downtown on this Monday afternoon, live at Seasons Main Street, Bangor, at our Quality Jewelers Studios. Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning with you. In this second hour of the show, we'll talk lots of Black Bear football. Coach Joe Harris-Simiak coming up in about 15 minutes' time. And we start the hour by jumping on the G&M Family Market phone line to talk to Maine's All-American defensive lineman, the pride of David Prouty High School in Spencer, Massachusetts, Pat Ricard joining us. Pat, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, thanks. How's it been for you? I got to thank for all you guys. It's hard enough to wait to play, but to sit around for 2 weeks waiting to play, especially after a loss, has that been tough?
Yeah, you know, especially after the Toledo game, you know, a disappointing loss. But, you know, it's something to look forward to, play a great team, JMU. You know, it gives us an extra week to prepare for them, get our mind right. Now we're excited for the game. The 2 weeks off, it's great. Gets us mind focused for the game.
Now, I know, obviously, looking back at the Toledo game, that was a disappointment, and the scoreboard says a 45-3 win, but talking with Coach Harris-Simiak last week, and I made the statement, and he agreed that the defense, there were some big plays, but by and large, the defense, I thought, did a good job, especially stopping that interior run game.
Yeah, I agree. You know, if you look at the film, you know, there was only, like, four plays that were over 200 yards of the total offense for them, so... other than those plays, to look at the film, I think we, you know, did a good job against them, especially being FCS school and everything. You know, I think that's a positive from that game, but obviously the explosive plays they had absolutely hurt us, and you know, that was the downfall of the day for us. But yeah, that was the positives of the day, just overall, just, you know, set of four plays.
Pat, you've been a part of this program for a long time. How's this transition with the new coaching staff been for you?
I think it's been great, honestly. Just from having them this winter to now, I think we've made a lot of strides of changing the culture of the program. I think all of them being young as well, especially with all the new coaches we've done, I think it's helped our players, especially because it's a whole new generation now of players from, you know, past players like Coach Foss had when he first got here and throughout the years here. So I think Coach H being younger definitely helps, and just the whole energy of the new coaching staff and everything. I think it's a clean slate for a lot of players who maybe had past history with some other prior coaches that were here. I think it's a great thing with all the different coaches we have.
Well, you look around the CAA, and it was another crazy weekend. I don't know if you watched any of the scores with the Black Bears not having a game, but to see Stony Brook not only beat Richmond but pound them, to see Albany off to a good start. And you know this league perhaps better than anybody, not only as a player but with your brother having played, of course, so successfully at Stony Brook. It looks like it's another one of those great years in the CAA when it's wide open for anybody to win this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially that upset Stony Brook at Richmond, and that was crazy. You know, I think it was 42-14. Richmond was ranked second in the country. Especially Albany, I think they're a team that usually struggles in the CA, and you know, they're a great start 3-0 right now. It just shows that a lot of teams are a lot stronger this year than in the past, and you know, we're expecting a strong schedule for us. I mean, any team in the CA, but I think a lot of teams are a lot stronger and, you know, stepping up. And you know, it's just a strong conference. It's just hard, and we know that. And you know, we're excited to keep playing these games, and you know, hopefully win them week by week.
Well, everywhere we go, NFL scouts are there, and a lot of them certainly have their eyes on you. What's that like for you while you're focused on this season and the week to week playing of the games for the Black Bears, but knowing too that there's that possibility of continuing your football career in the future?
Right. I think it's exciting, but at the same time, you know, I can't really pay attention to it because I want to win here. I want to win every game, and you know, it's cool to have like the interest of that and everything. And but I don't really pay too much attention to it.
Hey Pat, Bruce Pratt is here in studio with us. Do you have any fond memories of his hockey literature class?
I just remember he was really engaging with us. You know, he wanted us to, you know, have an open discussion every day. And you know, that's something I liked about his class. He was really engaged with the students and always talking and made sure he used good well of his time and everything. So I like Bruce.
I was telling the story, Pat, of the day that you were in the wheelchair and the elevator was broken, and the maintenance guy came running down the hall and told me, there's a big guy down there in a wheelchair. We'll get him up here in a few minutes. He's going to be late for class. And you came in, and the first thing you asked me is it all right that I was late? I thought, anybody who could look at a guy in a wheelchair and say, yes, it's wrong, you know, it would be crazy. That was one of the best performances of a student I had. That was great.
Oh, man, I remember that day, man.
Well, Pat, we're enjoying your performances this year. It's been so much fun to watch you over the last several years with the Black Bears. And that 0-2 start, I don't think, means a whole lot. This team is ready to start the conference schedule this week, and we know there are going to be some great highlights down the road with a wide-open CAA this year. So thanks for making time for us this afternoon. We'll see you on Saturday. Good luck out there against JMU.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's Pat Ricard, All-American, outstanding defensive lineman, and a guy